ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Ruchem HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be Maseches Erechin, Daf Yud Gimel. And we're going to start with the teretz of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is coming to answer the Braisa, which the Gemara brought earlier on Daf Yud Beis, which says that the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni were both Chorev on Meitzoy Shvias. And the Gemara had asked the Kasha that according to the Rabbanan that hold that Shnas HaYovel is Einem in Haminyan, which means that the cycle is a cycle of 50 years. There are seven Shemitas and then a 50th year, which isn't one of the years of Shemitah, and only afterwards we start counting Shemitah again. So according to that, in the Bayis Sheni, which was 420 years, so 400 years is 8 Yovelis, and after that there's a remainder of 20 years, 2 Shemitahs, 14 years, and a remainder of 6 years. So how can we say that the Bayis Sheni was Chorov B'Meitzoi Shvias, the year after Shemitah? Hare, it's not true. So the Gemara earlier had two Terutzim on Daf Yud Beis, and now Rav Ashi and Daf Yud Gimel is answering that Avada, that Brisa does Shem Shitas Rabbanon, but Hanach Shis Shni Ad Solik Ezra Umaktish Leika Chashavlo. The first 6 years of Bayis Sheni, even though the Bayis already existed, aren't counted as part of the Cheshbon because Ezra had not yet come up from Bavel, and he wasn't yet Maktish Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we don't count that in the Cheshbon, and the Cheshbon only starts the 7th year after 6 years. So therefore, we minus off 6 years from the 420 years that the Beis HaMikdash stood, which is 414 years. And that's exactly a Cheshbon. 400 is 8 Yovelis, and the 14 is 2 Shemitahs. Now we'll start first with the Nekudah and Pshat. L'chayra, the 420th year was the 14th year as far as the Cheshbon of Shemitahs is concerned. So L'chayra, that year is Shemitah itself. So if the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav on Tisha B'Av of the 420th year, so it comes out it wasn't Nechrav B'Meitzoy Shvias, it was Nechrav and Shvias Mamish. So Rashi B'Devi Maschel, Rav Ashi Omar, comes to answer this question, and he says, U'B'Shnas Tov Chof Aleph Shehaya Meitzoy Shvias Chariv, which means to say, when we say that the Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years, it's not the pshat that on Tisha B'Av of the 420th year it was Chariv, but rather it stood for a full 420 years, and in Tisha B'Av of the 421st year it was Chariv, which is the 15th year of the Cheshbon, which is Be'emes Meitzoy Shvias. And Rashi Shitasa is also mafarish like that earlier on the Yud Beis Amud Beis, Divya Maschal Arba Me'a Ve'esrim. So Rashi Arba Me'a Ve'esrim Shleimen Levad Shana Shecharav Bay, the 420 or 420 full years, besides for the year that was Charav Bay, which is Be'emes the year 421. The Rambam, however, has a different understanding. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet, says, V'zeh L'Shoinei, Nimtzes Lamed, Sha'ashana Shecharev B'Habayis B'Achreina, the year that the second Bayis was Charev, She'tchilosa Me'tishrei Sha'achar Achorben M'Shnei Chadashim, that year, when we say the year that the Bayis was Charev, we're actually referring to the year that started 2 months after the Chorben, Sha'arei Me'tishrei Hu Aminyan L'Shemitin V'Yavlis. When we count the minion of Shemitah and Yavlis, that minion starts from Tishrei. So when we talk about the year of the Chorban Avayis, we're talking about the year that begins 2 months after Tisha B'Av, the following Tishrei. Oysa Hashana Maitse Shvias Oysa. That's what the Rambam says. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, Be'emes, the Beis HaMikdash B'taka, did not stand for 420 years, and was only Chorav in the year 421 like the Rambam, but the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav in year 420, in Tisha B'Av of year 420. Just the Taitch in the Gemara that says that it was Charev B'Meitzoy Shvias doesn't mean that that year Tisha B'Av was Meitzoy Shvias. Be'emes, that year Tisha B'Av was in Shvias Atzmai. The following year, the year that started immediately after the Chorban, 2 months later, that year was Meitzoy Shvias, and that's how the Cheshbon stems. So this is an Akuda that's very important, the Machlekes Roshanim, Rashi and Rambam, in the Pashup Shat Tanara Gemara. Now getting back to the Etzem Teretz of the Gemara, Taisus and Haradaf, he asked the following question. Fractaisvis, Hare, I already established earlier in Daf Yud Beis that according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, that they hold that Shnas Aviyavel is Eina Eilam and Aminin. So even during the time when they didn't actually observe Yovel. Nevertheless, the klal is, like the Gemara says later in the last parak of the Masechta, Manu Yovelis Lakadesh Shmitin, which is why Taisu says earlier in Dafid Beis Amud Beis, B'divri Amasal Hanach, that even during the time when the Aseres of Shvatim were Gaila, and they didn't actually observe Yovel because it wasn't Kol Yeshveh Aileha, nevertheless, they continued the countdown of 50 years, Manu Yovelis Lakadesh Shmitin, and there was no break in the countdown. So for Taisu Simkein, here also, even though Ezra had not yet come up to Eretz Yisrael, and Imkain, they didn't actually observe the Yavlis because it wasn't Kol Yeshveh Aleha, nevertheless, the count should have still continued without a break. Manu Yavlis Lekadesh Shmitan. It's important to know what your Shmita is, even though there's no Yavlis, because it's Ein Kol Yeshveh Aleha, but Avada Shmita was observed during that time. Imkain, they had to count the count of 50 years, including Yovel, in order to know when to make the correct Shemitah. That's regardless of whether they're actually observing Yovel. Imkain, so even during Golas Bavel, and even before Ezra came up, they still continued the regular uninterrupted count, just like Taisus says earlier that they did by the time of the Golas of Aseres HaShvatim. And they counted 777 till 49, and year 50 was Yovel. So why did they have to start counting a new Cheshbon after Ezra came back up to Eretz Yisrael? That's the question that Taisus asks. And for Taisus, delay dummy, we have to be machalik between what he says earlier by the Golos of the Seres Shvatim and what's going on in Aradaf by the Golos of Bavel. Because by the Golos of Seres Shvatim, even though there was no Yovel, but Mixus Yisrael were allowed Masan, and therefore it was important for them at least to be Mekadesh Shmitais. They had to be Mekadesh Shmitais, so they are also Mayne Yovelis Kedei Lekadesh Shmitan. However, by Golas Bavel, it wasn't even Mixes Yisrael Alad Masan. So, Taisus Bezeh Loshen, Begolas Loi Hayu Mekadeshin Klal Shvias. They weren't even Mekadesh Shvias. So, if they're not Mekadesh Shmitah, so of course there's no Indian to make the count of Yovelis either Lekadesh Shmitan because they're not Mekadesh Shmitah either. Therefore, everything started from the beginning when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael. Ad Kan Divri HaTaisus. HaTaisus is a Mari de Gechidish. What does this mean, Lekadesh Shmitan? L'chayra al-pipashas, Shemitah comes memela. If somebody b'mikra is in Eretz Yisrael, so he's going to have to observe Shemitah. You don't have to be makadish to Shemitah. Shemitah doesn't have to be negeh l'maisa in order for the din Shemitah to exist. So we mentioned earlier on Dafid Beis, Pshat, that's brought down in Shirur, Rabbeinu Meshulam David HaLevi, B'shem his father, the Brisker Rav, that he says that Kenira, this Taisus holds, and that's also the Shita that Rashi brings down earlier in Yibbeis Amun Beis, B'shem the Kach Shamati, that just like there's a concept of being Sefer and be Mekadesh Shnasa Chamishim, there's also a concept of doing a Sfira and a Kiddush for Shnasa Shemitah. Mari de Kechidush. And if they don't do the Sfira and the Kiddush of Shnasa Shemitah, Shnasa Shemitah is in Chal B'chlal. That's obviously what Taisus holds. Memeila Taisus says that during the time of Golas, where there's no Yisrael Alad Masan, so they're not Mekadesh Shemitah B'chlal, because they're not Mekadesh Shemitah B'chlal, so of course they weren't minded the Yavlis either, so the whole count stopped, which is why they started the count again from the beginning, 6 years into Bayez Sheni, when Ezra actually came up. Mori de Gechidish. Now Taisus asks Akasha on himself on this prat. Frek Taisus, the Chayr, it's not true. The Inyan of Kiddush Shemitah has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, because Shemitah is also an Egeya in Chutz La'aretz, a Kapanam Gabi Shemitah's Ksofim. Shemitah's Ksofim is Egeya Bein Ba'aretz Bein Chutz La'aretz. So even if Klai Yisrael is not allowed Masan B'chlal, it's still an Inyan to be Makadish Shemitin, in order to observe the Inyan of Shemitah's Ksofim. So there's no teretz that they weren't Mekadosh Shemitah B'chlal because nobody was in Eretz Yisrael. And Taisus remains with the Tzorach Iyan. So, to answer Pshat in the Gemara, the Biskarov and the Stencils, and Kedushi agrees on this daf, says a different Pshat. And it's based on two Hakdamas. The first Hakdama is the Hakdama which we mentioned in the previous shir, B'shem Rav Chaim and Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, that says that this klal, that the Ramayna Yovelis Lakadesh Shmitan, that's only if the Bezdin HaGadol actually did a Sfira and a Kiddush. If they did a Sfira of the Sheva Shanim Sheva Pamim and their Mekadesh Nasa Chamishim, so then that 50th year became a Cheftze of Shnasa Yovel. It was Nikra Chaleis Shem Shnasa Yovel. And Shnasa Yovel, the halacha is Einem and Aminyan, and we take a break from the count of Sheva Sheva Sheva, and we restart the year after Yovel. But Lu Yitzuyer, there is no Sfiris Bezdin, and there's no Kiddush Nasa Chamishim, it's not a Chefza of Yovel Bachlal, and we just count Sheva Sheva Sheva. That's the way Rav Chaim is Mazber, the Shitas HaGa'inim, that the Rambam brings down Halacha Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Hei, which is the Mahalach that we observe Halacha L'maisa, that in the Zman of the Golos, in this Golos, we always count Sheva Sheva Sheva, and we don't have a Cheshbon of Shnasa Chamisham Bechlal. Why? Because this, that is an Inyan, to be Mayna Yovel Sakada Shemitin, is only if there's such a thing as a Chefza of a Shnasa Yovel. It has to have a Shem Shnasa Yovel, and that itself only happens if there's a Sphere in a Kiddush, because we're not zeichet to have the Bezdin HaGadol B'Yameinu. So there's no Sphere and there's no Kiddush. So the 50th year is just like any other year. It doesn't have a Shem of a Shnasa Yevah B'chlal. It's just another year. And we continue with the cycle 7777. That's the Vort of Reb Chaim. And that's Hakdama number one to be able to say over the Briskerov's Pshat in our Sugya. Hakdama number two is that the Briskerov is Medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Solik Ezra U'makdish. Ezra had to come up and be Makdish Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mavur, the Gemara over here is going, according to the sheet that it holds, that Kedusha Rishayna, like Kitcha Lasad Lavei, it was just a Kedusha Lashayta, which is why, B'shas Golos Bavel, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael became Batel, and Ezra had to Rebi Machadish and Rebi Makdish Eretz Yisrael. Based on these two Agdamas, Zog de Briskerov, Amari de Kapasha Tepshat, being that during the time of Golos Bavel, and until Ezra came up, Eretz Yisrael didn't have a Kedusha Bachlal, it's not shaykh to have a Kedusha of Shnasa Yovel unless Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. That's a halacha that's only negei kisavayu ala aretz. Being that Yovel didn't have the Kedusha, so it wasn't chal the Shem Shnasa Yovel Bachlal, so memela, the whole Yisoid that were mayne Yovel Sakada Shmitin, didn't exist Bachlal. There was no chalois chefza of a Shem Shnasa Yovel, so it's just 7777, which is why they had to start the Sfira Mechadosh once Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Now there was a din to do the Sfira, so they started the Sfira from new, and that was Mevatel, the previous cycle of Shemitahs. And that's the Pshat in Rav Ashi that says that they started a new minyan, specifically the year that Ezra came. Atkan the Pshat of the Biskarov. So what does Taisus hold? How could Taisus ask his Kasha and remain Sarachian? L'chayra haray, the Biskarov is correct. That there was no Kedusha, like Smeduyik from in the Gemara, so there was no Kedusha. Bezdin wasn't Mekadosh Shnasa Yovel, so it didn't have a Chaleis Shem Shnasa Yovel Bechal. So Shitas of Tosfos is obviously like the Shita of the Ravid, which Rav Chaim explains over there, Nechal Shmit of Yovel Perek Yud, which we spoke about B'siyata D'Shmaya Barichas in the previous year to Daf Yud Beis. The Shita of the Ravid is that even if it wasn't a Chaleis Shem Shnasa Yovel, nevertheless, this klal of Mayn and Yovel Sakada Shmitin doesn't have to do b'chlal with the fact that it has a Chalei Shem Shnasa Yovel. Rather, that's a chelik of the etzem cheshbon of counting Shmitas. The halacha, the proper way to count Shmitas is, we count 7, 7, 7, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, and we don't continue then 56. No, we take a break, and then we start again, 7 again. This halacha that we skipped the 50th year, Mayn and Yovel Sakada Shmitin, is true even if that year does not have a Chalish Shem Shnasa Yevel. There was no Kiddush Bezdin. It can't have a Chalish Shem Shnasa Yevel because the Kiddush Rishayna was batal. It makes no difference. It's at the Etzem Cheshman of counting Shemitas. There's a din to take a break in year number 50. That's the Shitas Arivet, which is why the Arivet holds differently than Wernaig Lemaisa, differently than what the Rambam brings down Hashem the Goyenim. And he holds that even in this Golus, we don't count Sheva, 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 Sheva. We also have to take into consideration that after every seven Shemitas, we take a break for a year, the Shnasa Chamisham, and we continue. Even though Avada doesn't have a Shem Shnasa Yevel, because there's no Sphere in Kiddush of Bezdin. Nevertheless, as part of the Etzem Cheshbainus of the Shemitas, that's the way to count. So who had in the Chayr, that's Shitas Taisus over here. That even during Golos Bavel, when the Kedusha Roshayna was Batel, and didn't have a Kedusha Sa'aretz, and of course, it wasn't a Chalois Shem Kedushas Yovel on the Shnasa Chamishim. Nevertheless, as far as the Cheshbonos of Shemitas is concerned, there are many Yovel Sakada Shemitin because it's part of the cycle of Shemitas itself to skip the 50th year, which is why Taisus has a Shver. Why did they have to start a new Cheshbon when Ezra came back? And Taisus is Matrik because they weren't even Mekadosh Shviyas Bachlal. They're not Mekadosh Shemitas Bachlal. So, of course, there's no Inyan to make the Cheshbonos of 7, 7, and 50, which Taisus remains Sarachian because it should have been Mekadosh Shviyas to do Shemitas Ksafim. Ad kan this inyan, the two Pirushim, Pashab Shat and Arasugya, Taisus's Mahalach, which remains Sarachian, and the Priskarav's Mahalach, which is Be'etzem, Mitli Tali, in the Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, if Romayna Yevus Akada Shemitin Bizmanenu or not, Alpi Biurei of Kedush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam, which we were more mirach about B'siyata Deshmaya in the earlier Shir. Now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah says, Ein Paichzin Mishisha Tloim Hamavukarin, B'lishkas Atloim. There's always, in the Lishkas Atloim in the Beis HaMikdash, no less than six Tloim Mavukarin, sheep that had Bikor. Kedei L'Shabbis L'Yam Mutayv M'shal Reish Hashanah. Now the Gemara is Masbir, that we're going according to the Chiddush of Ben Bagbag, which is that Be'emes, you need Bikor of Arba Yamim for the Karban Tavid. Because it's learned out from Agzera Shava, Tishmeru, and Mishmeres, which are both Lashinus of Shmira, the Karban Tavid from Karban Pesach, which required Bikor of Arba Yamim, because it was Mekchai Be'osr L'chaydish, and they're only Makrovit on Yom Yudalid. Now what's the Cheshbon of six specifically? So on that, there's two Pirushim and Rashi in our Sugya, plus the third Pirush and Rashi, Masechta Menachas Daf Memtes. Rashi, in his first pshat, brings down, B'Shem Kach Shamati, that when we say Arba Yomim, it includes the Yom HaShechita, which really Be'etza means that we just need 3 days before the Yom HaShechita. That's the Cheshbon of six, because every day, besides for the Tmidim that you're makrav on that specific day, you need another three sets of two sheep for the following 3 days. For example, on Sunday, besides for the actual karbanos which they took out of Lishkas Atlayim to be makrav on Sunday itself, you need to have in the Lishkas Atlayim six. Two for Monday, because it's the middle of the 4 days of Bikur on Sunday. Another two for Tuesday. And another two for Wednesday, which is day number four, because we're including the Yom HaShechita as one of the Dalad Yimei Bikur. Now, Rashi asks a kasha on this pshat, because we're learning it out of Korban Pesach, and over there, Mekchai was Be'osra L'Chaydish, and they were only Makrovit on Yudalad. So it comes out that the Bikur was 4 days besides for the Yom HaShechita, the 10th day of Nisan, 11th, 12th, and 13th. So we cannot say that Be'emes, it only needs Bikur 4 days including Yom HaShechita. Meil Rashi says a different pshat, that the cheshbon of six means because in the morning they took out the two tmidim that were for that day, and they only mashlim the next two sheep which they needed for 4 days from now before the end of the day, before Shkia. Because by Bikur you don't need a full day of Bikur. It's Be'etzim Miksa Sayem Kekulai. Any time during the day of 4 days before the Yom HaShechita is enough. So it comes out that for most of the day, between the morning when they took out the two sheep for the Korbanos Tamid, and the evening when they put in the next two sheep, most of the day there are only six. So I'll be this cheshbon will come out like this, that on Sunday morning, they took out the two sheep for Sunday. Sunday before night, they put in two, the new two, which is altogether eight, two for Monday, two for Tuesday, two for Wednesday, and two for Thursday. Those two from Thursday had 4 days of Bikur, Miksa Sayam of Sunday, plus Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And those 4 days of Bikur are Be'emes besides for the Yom HaShechita, which is Thursday. That's the second pshat of Rashi. And that stems with the Tzushtel to Korban Pesach. What's pshat Be'emes in the sheet of the Kach Shemati? So the Moshe of Zkenim, from one of the Balei Taisvus, on Parshas Boy, he says that even by Korban Pesach, what the Torah says is that it's Mekchai Be'osar, which means that you have to be Mafrish the Korban on the 10th day of Nisan. You could do that of Frasha Be'etzem and be Mekayim the Din of Mekchai Be'osar, even a second before Laila. You're Mekayim Mekchai Be'osar. And if that's true, the Bikur only happens the next day, on the 11th day, because there's no time on Yom Esar. So it comes out the Be'etzem when the Torah says that there's Mekchai Be'osar, that Be'emes teaches us that you only have to start the Bikur the next day, which is the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th, which means that the 4 days of Bikur also include the Yom HaShechita, which is the 14th of Nisan. These are the two shitas that Rashi brings down in our sugya. Now, it's important to speak out that the Gemara explains what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Kedei l'Shabbos u'yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Once we say that the Mishnah's Bam is going like the shita of Ben Bagbag, that every Tamid requires a Bikur of Arba Yomim, so why does the Mishnah say that line? So the Gemara says it's Simona Ba'alma. What does Simona Ba'alma mean? So there are two Pirushim in Rashi. The first Pirush in Rashi is that it's a Simon to remember how many Karbanis and the number of Tamidin that you need to bring on a Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days, 6 Tamidin. Then Rashi, printed on Yigimel Mabez, he brings a Lishna Achrina, another Pshat, that the Simon is that just like in a situation where Shabbos falls out before Rosh Hashanah, so it's going to come out that on Friday you have to be mafresh and be mavaker a tamid for the day after Rosh Hashanah for a Tuesday, because they're not going to be able to be leilich mavakesh tle and be mavaker for Tuesday during Shabbos and the Yom Tov from Rosh Hashanah. So in that situation of MS, there was a bikur of Dalet Yomim, because on Friday they were mavaker, and the Shechita only was on Tuesday. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, that's the Dalet Yomim. That's the siman to show you that Be'emes also, all Tamidim Be'etzem, also need that amount of Bikur, which is 4 days. Now, this second pshat of Rashi only stems according to the second pshat that Rashi says, that the 4 days of Bikur are besides for the Yom HaShechita, because that's what it's like in such a case. But according to the first pshat of Rashi, that Be'emes, you only need 4 days, including the Yom HaShechita, this pshat is not possible. Which Be'emes explains why Rashi only brings this Lishna Achrina only after he brings the second pshat in the Gemara. But originally, on the Ikra Gemara that says Simon of Alma, he only brings the first pshat. Because at that point in Rashi, before he brings the second Lashon that says that you need Arba Yimei Bikur besides for the Yom HaShechita, that pshat is not possible. Atkan, these two Pirushim in Rashi and Ara Sugya, and how it affects the pshat in Simon of Alma. The third pshat is found in Rashi Masechta Menaches Daf Mem Tes. He says over there that Be'emes initially in the Yom HaChinuch, when they started the Beis Hamikdash, you need to bring 12 Tlayim. And the Indian of 12 Tlayim is that even after Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you used out 4 groups of Tlayim, on Wednesday, when you came to take out the 2 Tlayim for that day, there were 6 Tlayim Mubukaram left. And so on and so forth. Every day when you come, on Thursday, because you keep on adding another 2 every day, on Thursday also, there will be 6 Tlayim to choose from when you come in the morning to pick out the 2 Tlayim. And that's what our Mishnah is telling us. Ein peichsin mishisha Tlayim Mubukaram. That means to say, every given day, there has to be an availability of choosing between 6 Tlayim Mubukaram. There's a surplus of Tlayim Mubukaram. And Rashi says over there, it's actually printed on the Fnun Amid Aleph, Saif Divri Maschel Hacha Garsinan, V'lei Pirish Tam Adover. It's not beforeish what the reason is why we have to have extra Tlayim Mubukaram. V'lei Nirezak Rashi, and I'm going to read it according to the Gears of the Shittim Gavetzes, the Kavu Chachamim Minyan Kavu Al Adover, the Chachamim Rekeveya, a specific amount of extra Tlayim, the imisrami v'le mishkachinan tloim l'hasem tlachas tloim d'not loyim v'chein machar, because in the event where 2 days in a row they can add 2 tloim to the lishkas of tloim, like this, there's a surplus of tloim which they can use until they find more tloim mubukaran. This pirish of Rashi be'emes is a whole new understanding in pashup shat in our Mishnah. Rashi in our sugya learns pashup shat in the Mishnah of ein peichsin b'shisha. It means the shisha and only Shisha, and they're the ones that they're going to use in order to be Makayim to the Inyan of Bikur of Dalet Yomim. Whereas Rashi Menachas is Mefarsh, and Peichsim of Shisha means that in reality there was 12. Just because there was 12, there was a surplus, was an availability of 6 Tlayim Mivukarn of Bikur of Dalet Yomim at any given time. Adkan these Pirushim in Pashup Shat in our Gemara, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. Yesh Lachkar, in the din of Bikur of Dalet Yomim, does that mean that there's a din to be mevakeret each day for the 4 days before Shechita? Or does it mean that you should be mevakeret 4 days before the Shechita, and that's it? So this Shaila has been declared Mefurish in the Chazon Ish, Chelek HaRachayim, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, and it's Pirish to Pesachim Dav Tzadik Vav Mavveis. Now, if you look in Rashi and Arasugya, B'kama Mekaymus, it's Mashma, that the Bikur was done only B'yam Rishon. And also, he refers to the Yom Rishon as the Yom HaBikur. Mashma, that they were Mavakar at B'yam Rishon 4 days before Shechita, and 4 days later they were Sheichetet. However, Rashi and Psochem, Dav Tzadik Vav, Amar Aleph, Tevei Maschel and Meshmeres, his Lashon is Mavakran Oisei Kol Arba, which definitely sounds like that they Mavakar at each day of the 4 days. Now, the Mishnah Masechta Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, as it appears in our prints, says as follows. Afal Pishu Hu Mavukar Mi Be'erev, even though the Karban Tamid was already Mavukar the night before the Shechita, Mevakran Oisei La'aravukai, so you have to do Bikur again the next morning. Now what does this mean, that it was Mavukar the day before? Zok derav Mi Bar Tanura, the Tamid Ta'an Bikur Mimum Arba'a Yamim Kaidan Shechitasei. It needs Bikur for 4 days. So even though they just did the Bikur Be'erev, which would mean towards the end, actually, of the last day before the Shechita, nevertheless, you need Bikur again B'yam HaShechita. So this would be Mavur that it needs Bikur every day of the 4 days. Because if it only needed Bikur on the first day of the 4 days, then it wouldn't necessarily be Mavukar Mi Be'erev. So it's Mavurish, L'chayre, according to our Gersa, and the way the Rav Mibar Tanur is Mefarish, like Rashi and Psachim, that it needs to be every day. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin, Perek Aleph Halachotes, quotes this din of the Mishnah Masechet Tamid, but he says that it dropped differently. Even though they were Mavakarit originally, not Mi Be'erev, until you Mavakarit for a second time, Kaidem Ashchita La'or Ha'avukais. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam, two clear diukim. First of all, he doesn't say Mi Be'erev, he says the first Bikur was done Mitchila. And also he says Mefurish that you have to Mevakarit Shnia a second time Kaidem Ashchita. Mashma, this is only the second time. If they were already Mevakarit every day for 4 days before, it wouldn't be Shnia, it would be Oidpam. So the Rambam is a Chayim Mefurish, like how it's Mashma from Rashi in our Mesechta, that they only had to do it Arbiyam Kaidem Ha Shechita. And then again, that's what the din in the Mishnah of the Talmud is telling us, that they have to be Mevakarit again Kaidem Shechita. So I would say, in summary, this Shaila, which the Chazon Ish declares on his own accord, seems to be a Mefurish HaMachlekes Rishayim. Rashi and Arasugi and the Rambam, they hold you have to be Mevakarit Dal Yom Kaidem Shechita, but not every day. Just once, Dal Yom Kaidem. But then again, on the day of the Shechita, Kaidem HaShechita, come a Furish in the Mishnah and Tamid, which we're going to speak about soon. However, Rashi and Masechta Pesachim and the Rav, that's Mefarish, according to our Girsa in the Mishnah and Tamid, they're Mashma that they have to be Mevakarit each day of the 4 days. Now, L'chayre, we have to understand this halacha that even if they're Mevakarit the first day that we see, Mishnah and Talmud tells us you have to be mevaker at kaidem shechita. What's the yisoid of that din? What's the getter of that din? So now, there are three possibilities. We mentioned that Rashi in Arasugya has two tzadim, whether the 4 days includes yom shechita, which would mean 3 days plus yom shechita, or the 4 days are 4 days besides yom shechita, and yom shechita is the fifth day. So if you say the 4 days include yom shechita, and you say like Rashi, Masechet Pesachim, and the Rav, that you have to do Bikur Dalet Yamim. So it's quite obvious why you have to be Mevakarit in the Yom HaShechita as well. That's day number 4. You need to be Mevakarit for 4 days. The 4th day is Yom HaShechita. So the din of the Mishnah Masechet Tamid is telling us that halacha, even though they did Bikur Mi Be'erev, which is so close to the 4th day, nevertheless, you have to be Mevakarit again before Shechita, which would actually be the 4th day of Bikur. Now, if you say, like Rashi says, Lamaisa, his second Mahalach in Arasugya, that the 4 days of Bikur are 4 days before the Yom HaShechita. So this that the Mishnah Talmud says that besides for that, you have to be Mevakarit be Yom HaShechita itself. The Chayre, this is coming to be Maisef HaKneich, which is not Mefurish in our Gemara, that you have to be Mevakarit 4 days before the Yom HaShechita, plus the Yom HaShechita itself, for a 5 in total, which could be menasvara. It's a kavachaymer. If you have to mevaker it 4 days before the shechita, it's not enough to do it the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. So obviously, the yam shechita itself would also need a bikur. That's the chayra you could say, according to the two perushim of Rashi, but both of them are going according to the Mahalach that you need to do bikur every day, ukashitas Rashi Masechta Psachim, and the Rav in Masechta Tamid. However, if you learn like Rashi is mashman arasugya, and like the Rambam says, that be'etzem, the din of bikur dal yam is just a din of to mevakaret the first of the 4 days, and that's it. You don't have to mevakaret at all the second, the third day. So mechateisa that you should have to mevakaret again, specifically on the fourth day. The chayr we should need a limud for such a din. There's no makar to that from the ikar din that you need bikur dal yam, which only means the first of the dal yam. But the chayr, the answer to this is pashat. It says in the Tarius Kehanim, Parashas VaYikra, Dibura Dinadava, Parashas Agimel, Ais Yud Beis. Tarius Kehanim brings down the pasuk that says in regards to Karban Ayla, Tamim Yakrivenu. So the Tarius Kehanim is Elashayner of Yaisi Aymer, Tamim Yakrivenu, Yivakrenu Viyakaravenu. It has to be Mavukar and then Nikrav. Now, the Meshach Chochma in Parashas VaYikra, Kapitel Aleph Pasuk Gimel is Ma'irer that Lachayre, if Rabbi Yosi is darshaning from Yakrivenu, Yivakrenu Vikarvenu, that's a different drasha besides the drasha that appears in Aras Sugya, which we learn out Tishmeru Mishmeres Tamid from Karban Pesach. This drasha of Tamim Yakrivenu is not Dafka talking about a Karban Tamid, it's talking about every Karban Ayla, even Ayla's Nadava. So Lachayre comes out that not only the Karban Tamid needs Bikur, but every carbon needs Bikur. And the pshat is going to be that there are two dinim in Bikur. There's a din of Bikur of Dalet Yamim, which is halacha specifically by carbon tamid because it's hukash to carbon Pesach. And then there's a Bikur of Kaidim Shechita, Yivakrenu Vikaravenu, which that's a halacha in every single carbon. That it should be Nizbaker before the Shechita. And as I said, Be'emes Mefurish, in the Pirush of the Rash Mishans over there in the Taras Kahanim, he says, Yivakrenu Kaidem Shechita. You have to be Mavakret before the Shechita, right before the Shechita. Vegabe Tamid Hudi Alfina Bipsachim Shetzarech Bikur Dalet Yamim Kaidem Shechita. Specifically, by Tamid is where there's a different Yafusa, Mesechta Psachim, which is the same Yafusa that appears in Aradaf Mesechta Erechin, that we learn from Karim Pesach that needs Dalet Yamim. So it's before that there are two dinim. So, the din of Tamid is Dalet Yamim Kaidim. The din of Kaidim Shechita, that's a din by every carbon. And that's what the Mishnah Masechet Tamid means. Afal pi shebikrei mitchila, like the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, which means you're makayim the din of Bikur Dalet Yamim Kaidim, that doesn't patter you from the din of Bikur of Kaidim Shechita. There would be a half minute to say that once you're mevaker Dalet Yamim, so you're yaitz a Bikur. Other carbonists that you're not mevaker Dalet Yamim Kaidim, see, mevaker kaidem shechita, but a carbon tamid, which anyway you have to do bikur dalet yamim kaidem, maybe you would think that you don't need a mevaker again kaidem shechita. Avdem's like the Mishnah and tamid, no, you have to do bikur again. Now yaitze the bikur of kaidem shechita with the bikur of dalet yamim kaidem. Maybe some kind of mum happened in between. Now that it was nizbar that there are two dinim of bikur, yesh ladon, what is the gather of the din of bikur, and if both of the dinim have an identical yisayit hadin, identical gather? Now, as far as the halacha of Bikur Kaidem Shechita is concerned, the Rash over there in the Taras Kehanim, he has a suffix whether or not if they weren't Mevakarit, Im Ola Yerid or Im Ola Lo Yerid. His first thought is that a carbon which they weren't Mevakar is just like a Mum of Dukan Shabayin, which halacha is that Im Ola Lo Yerid, once it's on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. Or, he has another thought, that maybe it has a din, kebal mum gomor. The fact that they weren't mavakarit, has a din like a bal mum mamish, which is m'ala yerid. Agav, you see here from the Rash that he holds, that dafka, the mum of dukan shabayin, is m'ala yerid. But stam mum is ala yerid. Taisus and Saptazvachim, the Flamenheim base, is not like that. He says, all mum, other than m'chusar aver, is the halacha m'ala yerid. But akalpanim, the Rash obviously holds not like that. And he's mistapik, what's the chaymer of the din of Bikur? Does it give you a chaymer just of Dukan Shabayin, which is M'ala Le'erid, or even as a chaymer of Baal Mum Gomer? So you see that the Rash is being mafarished, Allah of Bikur, that it's a din in the Tmimus of the carbon. It doesn't have a Shem of a Tamim unless it's Mavukur and it's verified and you see that it's a Tamim. But if you don't clearly see, do a Bikur and see that it's a Tamim, it has a din of a Baal Mum. Azai is Mashma also in the Rivet over there in his Pirushim Teres Kehanim. He has two Pirushim. How does Rabbi Yossi's Drasha work? His first Prat is that the Drasha of Yivakrenu Vikaravenu is like an Indian of Sirus HaMikra. You switch around the letters. Yivakrenu and Yikaravenu are the same letters, just in a different order. His second Prat is V'zel HaShainai. Tamim Yakrivenu Yadua Litmimus. Tamim Yakrivenu means it has to be a Karm which is known to be a Tamim. Midulai Ksiv Tam. Extra letters that says Tamim instead of Tam teaches that. Ve'ezu ze shu mavukar. It's only Yadua Litmimus if it's Mavukar. So Yaitze, the Rav is also Mashma, this Yisoid, that the Inyan of Bikur is that the Tmimus is Machayev, that it should be Yadua Litmimus. And even if Klapi Shmai Gaya, it ends up being a Tamim, that's not enough. It has to be Yadua Litmimus. That's in regards to the halacha of Bikur of Kaidim Shechita. What about the din that you need Bikur of Dal Yamim Kaidim? So Luchayra, Bishlam, if you hold that you need each day of the 4 days, maybe you could be matchik to say that the Torah is machayev, you need to redo the Bikur 4 times to make sure that it's mavukar. It's not enough just to do it once. But if you hold like the Shita of Rashi and Arasugi and the Rambam, that you just need to do one Bikur, Dal Yamim Kaidim, what kind of din is that? You have to do the Bikur anyway, Bishas the Shita. Elamai, you should be mevakar twice, so why daf can be mevakar 4 days before? Now, l'chayr, the pshat is mevur in the lashon of the Rambam himself. The Rambam over there in Hilchos Tmidim Musafin, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, says, v'zel ha'shaynei, v'yiyu muchanim kaidim yamekreva ba'arba'a yamim. It's a din that the Karban Tamid should already be muchan 4 days before. What we learn out from Tishmeru is that it should be muchan and shamor from 4 days before. And because it's a din that the carbon has to be muchan 4 days before, so it has to be mevukar already 4 days before. Now, l'chera, that could also be the pshat, even according to Rashi and Pesachim and the Rav. They also hold that the din of Tishmeru is that it has to be shamor u'muchan 4 days before. Just they hold that it's not enough that it should be mevukar 4 days before and that's it. Every day of the 4 days, there's a din mishmeres. So the first day it has to be Mavukar and Shamar, and the second day it has to be Mavukar again, because Haray we see from the Mishnah and Talmud that being Mavakar the day before, the Bikur doesn't extend to the next day, because maybe a Mum happened. So the din of Mishmeres, Ladas, Rashi, and Psachim, and the Rav is that each day of the 4 days it has to be Mavukar, so that we should maintain the Mukhanas. Whereas the Shita of the Rambam and Rashi and Arasugi is that it's just a one-time din, it has to be Mukhan 4 days before. You don't need to maintain that and keep on being mevakar each day. But avada, kaidem shchita, you have to do the regular din of bikur. So hayaitze, in summary, we started off with a chakira, whether or not there's a din of bikur of all the 4 days or it's just once. And we found that it's a machlekes rishainim, which is be'etzim a machlekes and how to be gairus in the Mishnah and Talmud. Then we were maisif that even if you only have to do it once, 4 days before, but it's meforish in the Mishnah and Talmud, and it's be'etzim kepaskin like that in the Rambam, that you have to be mevakar again, kaidem shchita. And we had a makar to that from the Teres Kehanim, which learns out Yivakrenu Yikarvenu. And we said the Be'emes, the Gedr Adin of Kaidim Shechita and 4 days before is two different Yisoidei Adin. The din of Kaidim Shechita is a din in the Tmimus, which is Be'etzim Halacha in all Karbanas. In order to be considered a Tamim, it has to be Yiduat B'Tmimusai. By Karban Tamim and Karban Pesach was a taste of another din that has to be Muchan Lakrava already from 4 days before. Muchan Akrava means to say that it has to be Mevukar. Now that is a Machlekes Rishayim. This that it has to be Tishmeru, Shamar, and Muchan Akrava, is that a one-time thing just 4 days before? And you don't have to be Mevukar each day. But the other Rishayim hold that it's a halacha, the entire 4 days, it has to be B'matzav of Mishmeres, which requires us to do a Bikur, Kol Arva, each day of the 4 days. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, brings down a Braisa, which is Be'etzem at Tesefta in Pesachim. And Be'emes, this memra is also over there in the Teres Kehanim in Parshas Vayikra. It says a member of Rabbi Yaisi, Hashaychei Tamid, She'enem Avokar Kelchasai, B'Shabbos, Chayev Chatas. If somebody is Sheikhet a Tamid that didn't do the Bikur properly on Shabbos, so he's Chayev Chatas. Obviously, it's Ma'akev, and the carbon is Puzzle. Now, Yesh Lachkar, is this halacha that it's Ma'akev B'Dievet, and it's not a kosher or carbon? Is that specifically on the din of Bikur of Kaidim Shechita? Or that's even on the extra din of Bikur, Dalad Yamim Kaidim? So Taisus over there in Masechet HaSukkah Daf Membeis B'Divrei Maskil She'enai is mefurish that even the din of Tishmeru, which requires each mavakar 4 days before, that's also ma'akev b'di'eved, and if you don't do it, the carbon is pasul. However, the Meiri over there says not like that. Zelo She'enai, acher shalei bikrei b'shas shchita pasul v'tzarech lahavid tamid acher. Mefurish in the Meiri that the din of Dalad Yamim is not ma'akev b'di'eved. It's only the halacha of Shas Shechita that's ma'akev b'di'eved. L'chayr, the beer in the Meiri is pashat. Once we understand that it's two different gidrei adin, the halacha of Bishas Shechita is a din in Tmimus. It doesn't have a Shem Tamim unless it's Yidua b'Tmimusai. So v'shteitzach, it's ma'akev, the carbon is going to be possible if it's not Yidua b'Tmimusai. Mashenken, the halacha of Tishmeru, which is a different halacha, it's a halacha that the carbon has to be Shamor al Muchan, that is not ma'akev in the carbon. And as I state in the Sefer Har Ephraim from Ephraim Karbuz, Zuchayna Levracha, and his Pirishan, Mechilta, and Parshas Bay. And in fact, he's Maisif, and he understands this halacha of Tishmeru of Dalad Yamim is a din on the Gavra. It's a chiv on the Bala Karbon, or Gans Klai Yisol Bay Atomid, to be Shemer and to be making the carbon already Dalad Yamim Kaidim. It's not a din of the Heft of the carbon, which is why Avad it's not Ma'akev. Now, what's interesting is that the Biskarov and Chidushi Mar and Riz HaLevi ala Torah and Parshas VaYikra, he brings down the Rash on the Torah's Kehanim, which we mentioned before. That's mitzadah to say that a carbon she'enim avukar has a din like it's a bal mum gomer, because it's not yidua b'tmimusai. And he says, l'chayra imkein, that should be halacha on all karbanos. If it's kabal mum gomer, that's a psul, not just in a carbon tamid. Every carbon has that psul. But he's miskasha that aray in Arasugya, we learn out the halacha of Bikor, Dalad Yamim, specifically by Tamid, because it's a gzer shav of Tishmeru Mishmeres. And he blibes tzarech in on the Rash. How could the Rash say that the gather is that it's like about the Bum Gomer? Imkenen should be on all Karbanis, and in Arasugya it's before it's Dafka Tamid. But the Chayr, the Fianal, the Teretz is Pashit. The Rash is talking about the din of Bikor Lefnei Shechita, which is Taka din b'chola Karbanis. That has a din of Kabal Mum Gomer, because it's a din of the Tmimus that has to be Mavokar. The extra halacha that you need Dal Yamim Kaidim, because it's a din of Mishmeres and Tishmeru, that's Taka halacha that's specifically by Korban Tamid and Korban Pesach. And I've added the two different Yisoidei Adin. It's Chayr Mamish Pashut. And as I state Be'emes in the Minchas Avram, from Rebbe Avram Garbus, the son of the Har Ephraim, and the Taras Kehanim, over there in Parshas V'Yikra, to fa'am for the Kasha of the Biskarov. There's a lot more to be Mayrich on this Indian of Bikur, but we'll Messiah with one very, very interesting Maramakam. The Hagois, Rabbi Lozer Moshe Horowitz, and Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chafeh Amud Beis, is going on a Rashi that says over there, which seems to be a klal, Mitzvah Kala Haba L'Yadcha, Ein Chatzarech L'Dchaisa, Mepnei Chamura Ha'asid Olavai. If somebody has in front of him a Mitzvah Kala, he should do that Mitzvah right now, and he shouldn't be Doicha that Mitzvah Kala, in order to be able to do a mitzvah chamura that's going to come later. And this is be'emes, a yidu de kashayla in the Radvaz and Chuvas, that was presented with a shayla about a person that was given one day to go out of jail. Which day should he choose? Yom Kippur, Purim, Ayin Sham, and the Chuvas or Radvaz. And he comes out, like this yisayit of Rashi, that he should choose the first day possible. Because even a mitzvah kala, that's bal yodcha, you shouldn't push it off k'day to do a mitzvah yeser chamura at a later date. Frek Rabbi Lozer Maisha Horowitz on this Yisayid, the Lechayre is a Mefurisha Gemara Masech Tamanachas Daf Memtes, not like that. Because the Gemara is talking about a case where they're holding by Musaf on Shabbos, and they only have two sheep. The Gemara has a Sofik, should they be Makriv, the two sheep for Musaf today, or should they keep it for the next day to be Makayim, the Karban Tavid? Tadir Umakudish, which one's Kaidim? Carbon Musaf is Makudish, but the carbon Tamid of Sunday is Tadir. That's the Gemara's discussion over there in Masech Tamanachas Daf Memtes. But the Chayr, you see, that if you hold Tadir Makudish, Tadir is Kaidim. So even though there's a mitzvah kala that's in front of you today, you push it off in order to be mekayim a mitzvah chamur that's tomorrow. Not like the yisoid of the Radvaz and the Rashi over there in Masechta Sukkah. And for the blaz of Moshe Horowitz, a mori de keteret v'zel ashayne. Hasam ika b'dele machar ha'idna mitzvahs tishmeru sh'ta'on bikur v'shimur. And that sugya, even though we're only going to be in makar of the Karban Tamid on Sunday, but already today on Shabbos, there's lefaneinu a mitzvahs tishmeru which requires bikur v'shimur. V'imakrivay hayoyim mevatel mitzvahs shimur detmiden d'le machar. If we're going to be makriv, the sheep, for the Karban Musaf today, we're be'etzem losing out on a mitzvah which is already kayim today. Because already today there's a mitzvah to be shomer it and to watch it for tomorrow's Karban Tavid. V'chulu, ayin sham. So it's mafurish over here in Rabbi Elazar Moshe, this gather, that the Indian of Bikur of Dalet Yom Kaidim HaTamid is not just an assurance that it should be Yidu between Musai. For that, we have the Bikur of Kaidim Shechita. The Indian of Dalet Yom Kaidim is that the carbon should be shamor or muchan for the future Karban Tamid that's coming. And that halacha is a din in the Arba Yamim of Kaidim, the Shechitas of Karban Tamid, which is why it's a mitzvah it's even here today. If you're going to be makriv these sheep for the Karban Musaf, you're going to be mevatel biyadayim, the Indian of the Tamid of Lamachar, which is why you don't have this klal of doing a mitzvah kala today, even though there's a mitzvah chamura of tomorrow, because this isn't really tomorrow. Ad kan this married the Indian of Bikur, and now let's go to the next Indian. The Mishnah says on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Ein hakotan nichnas la'azor al avoida, ela b'shoa shalavim aimrim b'shir. It's a pasuk of pshat in this line of the Mishnah. It's a major machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, b'divrei maschil ein levi katan nichnas la'azor. So you already see that he's gairis levi katan. Zog Rashi l'shum avoida, k'goin l'chabir es azor l'hokif es adlasis. A levi katan doesn't go in to do any avoida. For example, the avoidus of cleaning up the azara or closing and opening the doors. Ela b'shoah shalavim emden al duchem b'shir, oz nechnasim levim k'tanim l'shayra iman. Only b'shoah that the levim are singing, then a katan could join them and sing with them. But as far as the other avoidus are concerned, a katan doesn't do the avoida b'chla. That's how Rashi explains this line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah afterwards says, v'leyeh aimrim b'neva v'chinar ela b'peh, Tevel Bani'ima. So Rashi is mefarish that this is a hemshech of the previous line. V'lehayu oisam k'tanim, those k'tanim that we said may do the avoid of shira, they may join the shira of the gedolim. They weren't oimrim b'nevel v'chinar. They didn't join in the shira b'kli, elu b'peh. They only joined in the shira b'peh litein tevel bani'ima. Zok Rashi, litein tavlin b'ni'ima salavim. There's an extra tavlin, there's an extra spice to have a child's voice mixed with the adult voices of the Levium. That's the Pirush of Rashi. However, the Rambam, it's in Yad Chazak and Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Perakei Halachat Ezvav, and Be'emes, he's Mefarish like that also in the Pirush of Mishnayis. He has a whole entirely different pshat. Zok the Rambam Vezel HaShainai, in Yad Chazak, when the kohen grows up and he becomes an ish, and he's right to do avoda, so the Rambam is first makdim and he says that be'etzem he can do the avoda from 13, but echav akehanim are makbid that he shouldn't start until the age 20. And then the Rambam says ve'einai nichnas la'azara la'avoda tchila, he doesn't go in for his first time to do the avoda, ela b'shoa shalavim ayim shira, only at the point where the levim are singing shira. And to the accompaniment of that, Shira Salavim, that's when the Kohen goes in to do his first initial Avaida. That's the Rambam's Mahalach. The Ravid over there in Asagas argues, Amar Avram Zui Toys Kedaila, Shalei Amru Davar Zeb Mishneh, in our Mishneh, Ela Al Levi Katan, She'ein Aroi La Avaida, Ela La Shir. He's not right to do any Avaida, he's only right to do the Shir, Usnifin La Echav HaGedailam, Rebnei Shekhoel and Dak, V'nesin Tavu V'ni'ima, like it says in Rashi in our Mishneh. Now the Rambam is dochuk mikama taimim, like the Nice Canon point out, but specifically because the lashon of the Mishnah is katan, and according to the Rambam, we're not talking about a katan, we're talking about a gadol. Just we're referring to his first time doing the avoda. So in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he specifically makes note of this, and he says, "Umasha Amar ein Katan Ritzayin Eloymar Shebetchilas Hikansei Lavayda Leyaschol." Katan doesn't really mean Katan; it means the Tchilas Avedasei, and that's why the Ma'ase in Yad HaChazaki doesn't even quote the word Katan. He just says Betchilas Avedasei. Now, according to the Rambam, what's the Hemshach of the mission that says V'layayu Oimrim B'nevo V'chinar Ela B'peh Kidei Litein Tevel Baneima? So the Rambam brings down that line of the Mishnah earlier in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and it's not referring b'chlal to a Levi Katan, it's referring to the general Halacha of Shira. And this is how the Rambam quotes it, Ein Oimrim Shira El B'peh B'lei Kli. You have to say Shira only B'peh, and not with a Kli. The Diok of V'loi B'Kli is coming from our Mishnah that says, V'loi Hayu Oimrim B'nevel V'chinar. She'ikra HaShira Shehi Avedasam Bepeh. The Iker Shira is Bepeh. So according to the Rambam, this line of the Mishnah is coming to tell us the halacha that Iker Shira is Bepeh and not Bekli. And it's also mashma that the Levium that were Shar Bepeh have to do only Bepeh, and they themselves can't do it also Bekli at the time that they do it Bepeh. That's the lashon of V'loi B'nei V'Lachinar. Because if it was just coming to tell you that the Iker is Bepeh, it wouldn't have to tell you not to do it B'nei V'Lachinar. It would just tell you to do it Bepeh. And Azayah's mashma also in that Rambam, because after he says it, he's maisif, v'acherim hayu ayimdim sham menagnim b'klei shir. Other people are menagnim b'klei shir. But the Leviyam that did shira b'peh had to do it only b'peh v'loi b'nei v'l'chinar. Why exactly it had to be that way and they couldn't do both? Any idea? But akapanam, that's how the Rambam learns pshat in the Mishnah. And so too, in the line v'iter in the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aymer ein oilin l'minyan. They don't count as part of the minion of 12 Leviim. There are also the Zmachlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam, Lishitasam. Rashi learns, Ein Oilim Leminion, that it means to say, Leimanu Oysan Leviim, Leminion Shem Asra. Those Leviim, meaning the Leviim we just mentioned, the Ketanim, they're not part of the minion of Shem Asra. Shem Asra means Shem Asra Gedailim. And the Ketanim could come in as well in order to be a tavlin to the singing. But they're not from the Iker 12 Leviim. That's according to Rashi. Whereas according to the Rambam, that the Mishnah B'chlal doesn't tell us the din of Leviim Ketanim, so that line again is referring to Stam, the Leviim that are Shirer B'Kalim, and this is a Hemshech to the fact that the Mishnah says Iker Shir B'Peh and not B'Kli, of them Zokter B'Latz Ben Yaakov, that on account of that, the Mishirer B'Kli don't count as part of the 12 Leviim. The 12 Leviim are specifically those ones that are Mishirer B'Peh. And that's how the Rambam brings it down. Over there, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Gimel, at the end of Halacha Gimel, ve'ein elu ha-mishayrin al-pi ha-kelim, oylim l'minyan ha-shneim asar. And so too, in the continuation of the Mishnah, there's Vayter ha-machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, when the Mishnah says, ba'aretz ayu aimdim v'rashayan bin raglei ha-leviyim, v'tzarei ha-leviyim ha-inikrayim, they were called tzarei ha-leviyim, they used to annoy, they used to be mitzayr, the older leviyim. So that also does machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi is masber, as the Gemara is later masber. Hani katan kalayu, v'hani av kalayu. So Rashi over there, the ketanim is dak kailam. They have a thin, sweet voice. And the gedolim, they have a thick voice. And because the gedolim used to try to imitate the ketanim and make their voices sound as sweet as the ketanim, that was a tsar for the gedolim. That's how Rashi is masber. However, the Rambam is masber in the Pirush HaMishnayos. That's not referring to Ketana Bechlal. It's referring Vayter to the Mishayrim Bekelim. It's like the Rambam v'zalashaynoi v'tzayni laimar shayim etzarim lehem l'fisha nigun kelehem the nigun of the clay shir hayamastir yoyfi ne'imus shir ha'leviyim shayayimim shir ha'bepeh. And what that means to say is that the voices of the Leviim that were doing Shira B'Peh, that was thin and sweet. Whereas the voices of the Klei Shir was Av and thick, and it used to drown out the Leviim that were singing B'Peh, which was a tzar for them. So it comes out, we start with a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, how to explain, what does it mean, Ein HaKotan Nichnas LaZorah, Ela B'Shar Shalvim Ha'im B'Shir, and based on that, the entire Hemshech of the Mishnah, there's Vayter, Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam, every line all the way through. Now what about according to the Rambam? Could a Levi Katan be Mesheir B'Chlal? So on that, there's a Rambam also in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Gimel, this is an Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says with a Pshitas, Einoi nichnas la'avoida ad sheyagdil, a Ben Levi can't do the avoida ad sheyagdil, v'yeh ish, shenemar, and he brings a pasuk, ish ish alavidasai. So it's clear in the Rambam that he holds that a katan could never do any of the avoida, even the avoida sashir. He's not machalik. And the emes is that there are dvaz on the Rambam, Perikei, Halacha Tezvav, where the Rambam explains his pshat, that the Mishnah doesn't really mean katan. It means when a kayan goes into the avoida the first time. So the Radvaz asks a kashan Rashi. Frek the Radvaz, imlehi gia lias ish, a katan who's not yet an ish, ish ish alavidase v'al masoy amrachmana v'loi katan. A katan can't do the avoida. How could Rashi say that a katan can? He's the smite from ish. V'afilu shalayia min aminyan. Even if you want to say, maybe this is different because he's not min aminyan. Elad litin tevel b'ne'ima. Soif soif, sheirasu upasol. Soif soif l'mais etzan avoida, and he's pasol. So it shouldn't even be kosher, even little tevel b'ne'ima. Soif frekt, Ritvaz against Rashi. The L'chair, the Rambam is right because of the din of ish. Now L'chair, in Das Rashi we could answer that haray we find l'man damar ikar shira b'peh. That to be Mishayr Bekli, even Psulim are kosher. Like the Mishnah says earlier on the Yud, even Avadim, even Yisraelim, Yuchasim. So in Kain, L'chari Yesh Leimar, just like Shira Bekli, which the Gemara says, it's not the Iker Shira, it's just L'Besume Kala. So there are no Psulim. So too over here, when the Mishnah says that the Katan is coming, Litein Tevel Bana'ima, so the Katan is also only doing a Besume Kala. He's not actually doing the Shira. And therefore, maybe, that's why Rashi holds that it's okay for a katan to do that as well. It's not the Iker Shira. But L'chaira, it's impossible to say so. Because in Cain, even a katan who's not a Levi should be able to do so. He should be able to take a katan Yisrael or a katan Evan to do the same thing. And that's about a dover shalei shamanu. Even Rashi, who says that a katan could do it, he means a katan Levi. He means even Gairis in the Mishnah, Levi katan. But that Yisrael should be able to do it? Not. El al karkoch, this is very different than the Mesherer and Bekeli. Over there, the Mesherer and Bekeli is a dover by itself. It's not part of the Iker Shira. Iker Shira is Bepeh. The Shira Bekeli is something else. That's not an Avoida Bechlal. That's just Besumi Kala. So maybe anybody could do it. But the Katan, who's being Mesherer, he's a Chelik of the Shira. Because he becomes a Chelik of the Iker Shira, therefore he has to be a Levi. And the Zar cannot do so. Im Kain, it's back shver, so why could a katan do it? A katan l'chair is also pasul la'avayda. How could a katan do it if he's a chelik of the shira? And we're back l'chair to the kasha of the Radvaz against Rashi. V'oid, we should point out that there's a ha'ara l'chair k'neged Rashi and a raya to the Rambam. Because the lashon of the Mishnah is, ein a katan nichnas la'azor la'avayda, elu b'sho'a shalavim aymer b'shir. At the time that the Levim say the shir. Why does it say specifically at the time that they say Shir? Mishnah, according to the Rambam, we're talking about a specific point of time when the Kayhanim make their entry. But according to Rashi, what it should say is, Ein hakote nichnas lazor la'avayda, elo la'avayda sashir. Why does it say B'sha'a? Now the pshat in Rashi is as follows. That avada Rashi is made to the Ikra Drasha of the Rambam, the ish, that a katan is not kosher, that the shira can't be niskayim idea katan. The shira has to happen idea gadol. Nevertheless, this miyot is very different than a yisrael doing shira. Because a yisrael has a din zar. Like Rashi is mazber, and the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Aleph from Abayis, v'azor akarev yumas, that's coming to be mayit, a yisrael doing the avodah salaviyam, that is a din zarus, and it's chayiv misa. There's an iser for a zar, and a chiv misa for a zar who does the aveda. Whereas a levi who's a katan, he's not a zar. There's no iser. There's no chiv misa. It's a psul. The shira can't be niskayim ayidei a katan. So Mkain comes out like this. When a katan comes to sing together with the levium gedalim, litin tevel bashir, avare it's a chelik of the ikra maisa shira. Which is why Yisrael a zar can't sing because he's a zar. Zarikar vyumas. He can't do the Avoida Sashir. That's different than being Mashair with Kalim, because that's not the Avoida of Shira. But here, when he sings along with the Gedalim, even though the purpose is Litein Tevel, but Lamaisa, it's a Maisa Shira Bepeh. Savada, that's Asar. Whereas a Levi that's a katan, there's no iser for him to sing along. It's just a psul. So imken yesh lachkar, what happens if you have a group that's doing shira b'peh, and one of the people in the group, the katan, is pasul? So it seems that the Radvaz holds that because he's mitzuref to the shira, so it comes out that the shira b'chlal yusay is being presented not dafke by an ish. Part of the shira is being given over by somebody who's not an ish. That's a psul in the shira, because it's one big shira that's happening ayde everybody, and it's not entirely done ayde an ish. However, Rashi, it seems to hold that he holds it because the Iker shir is being done ayde an ish, and the Tosefos shir that's happening ayde the katan, that's litan tevel bani ima, that's not the Iker shir. So the kiyum of the din shir taka happens ayde the gedolah. The din katan, which it's a maisa shira, but that's a Tosefos in the shira, that doesn't passel the Iker shira because he's a katan. Now, avada, if there's a matzav that the Levim themselves are not singing shir, and only the katan is singing shir, Rashi is avada moida to the drasha of the Rambam of ish, there's a psul of ish. But b'shoah shal Levim ayim shira, so it's being niskayim ayde the shira, then the katan could be nichnas and also be moisif litein tevel bani ima, because the kiyum is already being niskayim ayde the gedolim, and this is just a tosefos litein tevel, which explains why ein katan nichnas la'azara la'avayda. Because the other avaydas like Rashi brings down, Mechabdin and Agafas Dlasis, whatever the katan does is happening solely ayde the katan. That mitzvah that the katan does, nobody else is doing. So imkein is a psul. It's not being done properly. It's not being done like the din is that it should be done ayde the Levi, because a Levi has to be a gadol, not a katan. It says ish in the parsha. It's specifically by shir, where there we can have a group singing, where the shir of b'shas ma'isa is being neskayim ayde the gdailim, and at the same time mitzurif to that shir is the harmony of a katan. And it's not going to pasul because it's only litain tevel, which explains mamash the din of the Mishnah in katan nichnas lazar la avayda to any other avayda, ella b'shoah shalavim ayim b'shir, and that's being niskayim aday the levim gedaylim, and the katan is just doing it tesefes. That's the only hechatimza where a katan could also be mitzdarif to the avayda shalavim. Ad kan this inyan, and ad kan this shir to mesecht erchin daf yir gimel, and ad kan perek sheni of mesecht erchin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.